Communities along MBTA transit corridors are on a state deadline to submit rezoning plans to allow for multifamily housing. The hope is that more units would mean lower housing prices. It's been a controversial push in some communities. That includes Brookline, which approved a proposal last night at a town meeting. Sam Mintz was there. He's the editor of Brookline News, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. What's in this plan that was passed last night, and why was it so controversial?
So the heart of this plan, which passed, is changing the zoning along most of Harvard Street, which is a central corridor in Brookline, to make it easier for housing developers to build multifamily housing, which we would call apartments and condos. The new zoning would allow building up to four stories, which is high for parts of the corridor. And the town's planning department says that it could lead to as many as 800 new condos and apartments being built along that Harvard Street stretch, which is almost 3% of the total amount of housing in Brookline right now. So really, potentially a significant change in the town's housing landscape and what that, main strip looks like.
And why was there some pushback to that at one point?
So for all sorts of reasons. I mean, there's, in Brookline, I think there have always been debates and arguments about development. And Harvard Street is sort of an iconic, visually and architecturally, an iconic stretch of the town. It's sort of what people think of when they think about Brookline. So I think a lot of the concern was about that, was about what would happen to historic buildings and to small businesses, which people worry, might be pushed out by this plan somehow if the area is redeveloped and, these businesses that have been in the area for decades. And there's this really interesting process that developed to build consensus around a plan that sort of met everyone's needs in the moment.
So how'd it play out last night? What was the mood like?
It was a real success, I think, for many people in Brookline. It was sort of a jubilant moment. There were people standing up and clapping after the vote happened. I talked to several town leaders who described it as really historic, as being a moment that they said people are going to look back on as, Brookline sort of deciding about what it wants its future to be, deciding that it wants to be part of the solution in the Boston area when it comes to the housing crisis and building housing supply.
Can you put this in a little bit of a larger context for us? What do you think this decision says about how Brookline is changing and growing?
Yeah, I mean, I think to people watching from outside of Brookline and maybe even to some people inside Brookline, it might come as sort of a surprise. I think it's fair to say that it's a town with a reputation of being opposed to development, of, wanting to sometimes keep out outsiders. And, whether that's fair or accurate, I think that is certainly the perception. But I think the response by the town here last night really kind of changes that narrative, because it goes above and beyond the requirements of the law, which actually just requires zoning. And so there was a way that Brookline could have responded that was under consideration that would have changed the zoning, but not actually really allowed for or led to any new housing. So I think, again, the message that town leaders want to send is that they recognize that there's a housing crisis in the Boston area and the town wants to be part of the solution. And I think, the proposal that passed last night was really a resounding victory for that view of the world and for the view of how Brookline should be addressing the problem.
And how does what Brookline did last night compare to what other cities and towns that have had to submit these rezoning plans? How does it compare to what they've done?
Well, every town's a little different. So I don't want to draw too many direct comparisons, but there are definitely a few things that stand out. In Arlington, for example, they recently voted on a fairly similar rezoning, but the process was so heated that at one meeting, police had to be called in to break the tension. So we've seen disagreement in Brookline, but certainly nothing like that. In Milton, which has a town meeting, is in a similar position to Brookline in terms of its requirements and its deadline. The town has really pushed back on the state and challenged whether it's being categorized right. And I think there's sort of still some uncertainty about how that vote will go. And then the one last example is Newton, right next door to Brookline, where there was just a municipal election in which, several supporters of what I would call a more robust response to the MBTA zoning requirements got voted out of the city council. And I think, from the reporting I read there, that's really being read as a referendum on how the town ultimately responds. And I think they'll be voting soon as well. They have also this December 31st deadline.
Sam Mintz is a reporter and editor for Brookline News. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.